I'm going to tell you, they was under the curse through their disobedience. God said, now that you return to me, I'm going to restore them yields that y'all lost when you was out there acting a fool. God said, I'll restore them. I'll restore your health that you lost out there serving sin, serving the devil, and the devil messed you up. The devil messed up your finances, messed up your body, messed up your mind, messed up your relationships, just ruined your wreck, tried to wreck your life, tried to wreck havoc with you. God said, I'll give you the increase that you miss through your former disobedience. So I'll give it back to you. I'll restore the years. How many years did you fool around just not in the will of God? Maybe even going to church, but not obedient. There are a lot of Christians that's not obedient. You got people sitting in church every Sunday, they ain't obeying nothing the Lord tell them. Sitting in it, God speak to them in an altar call, and it's because he wants to raise them up and lift them up out of what they're in, and they'll sit there and be stubborn and say, I ain't going up there. But I tell you what, I'm getting everything back. God will restore to me the years that I lost through my ignorance and through my former disobedience and rebellion. But I'm making things right with God today, amen? I'm making things right with God. I'm getting back in that place of grace. I'm going to stay in that place of grace and favor. I'm going to keep walking with God. I'm going to keep working with the Lord. I'm going to keep letting him work with me. And God's going to restore to me. And he'll restore to you what you've lost. God have the power and the ability to do that. He wouldn't have said it if he couldn't do it. He wouldn't have said, I'll do it if he couldn't do it. Everybody say, restoration is possible. Yeah, if he said, I will restore, that means he can do it. That means he had the power to do it. I believe in restoration. Hallelujah. God will restore the years you lost. He will restore it. He'll bring it back to you. He'll restore the increase. He'll make you fruitful again. He'll make you fruitful again. You will grow again. You will live again. You will prosper again. You'll increase again. You'll be healthy again. You'll be strong again. You'll have peace again. I'm just telling you what he said. Go ahead, take it right now. Take it. Thank God for the restoration. Thank him for it right now. Lord, thank you for restoring the years that I lost through ignorance and rebellion and disobedience. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, for the times I didn't listen. For the times I didn't obey, Lord. Forgive me. Have mercy on me. I receive the restoration. I receive it. I receive it, Lord. I receive the plan of restoration. God's going to talk to you about what you need to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. God will provide for you opportunities of increase, but you'll have to get it from him doing it his way. And then he wanted me to say this. This must be for somebody here. He said, tithing is connected to financial blessing. So if you're not tithing, you're already not walking in the wisdom and the fear of God. See, if you're sitting and you say, I ain't giving no tithe, I ain't giving 10%, you're already not walking in God's plan. You're already not walking in wisdom. If you've heard it for years and years and years and years and you still hadn't done it, that means that the fear of God is not operating in your life as it ought to be. First things need to be first. And I'm asking you today to make God your only source of blessing and supply. I'm not saying make God your number one source, because that implies that you got a number two and a number three and a number four. Make him your only source. When you make him your only source, then he begins to orchestrate all the appointments, the connections, the favor that you need, it come from him. And it takes you out of that realm of trying to manipulate people. And trying to make things happen. Make him your only source. And you get it from him. You get his plan and his purpose. And you pull yourself, get yourself out of that realm of manipulating and trying to network and trying to do things on your own. God have a network plan for you. Let God be your network. And God will connect you to who you need to be connected to, because if you don't get the wisdom from God on who you need to be connected to, you're going to introduce some wrong relationships in your life that are going to look right, sound right, and feel good, but they won't be right for you. Satan know how to send people to you that look right, sound right, feel right. And you got to have God's wisdom to know who you need to be in relationship with. Now that brings us to reconciliation. This will be a year of reconciled relationships when believers who are backslidden and out of fellowship with God will be reconciled. In other words, they will return to a place of favor through repentance. They will be brought back to their former state of harmony with God. This is the year of reconciliation. So if you're backslidden and you're out of fellowship with God, you say, well, I ain't backslidden. If you're out of fellowship with God, you're not reading, you're not praying, you don't come to church regularly, you're out of fellowship. See, you think, well, I go to church once a month, twice a month, you know, whenever I feel like, whenever I can, and I read when I get time. You're out of fellowship with God. You ain't in fellowship with God. Don't be deceived. You got to follow Jesus daily. Tell your neighbor, say daily. This is a daily walk. This ain't a once a month walk. This ain't a twice a month walk. This ain't a 4 days a week walk. This is a 7 day a week walk. So if you're out of fellowship, get back in fellowship with him. You see, this starts the process of the restoration, the recovery, the reconciliation. That's the most important thing, is that you be in harmony with God, that you're living your life in harmony with God's plan, that there's no hostility between you and God. It's not that God will be hostile toward you because he loves you, but our hostility when we are not walking with God is directed toward him, when we don't want what he wants for us. God wants harmony and peace in your relationship with him. But reconciliation also includes reconciliation of relationships in your family that have lost peace, understanding, and harmony. God will remove the walls of division created by strife, misunderstanding, hurt feelings, and abuse. Sometimes relationships get broke down because of these things, but they are relationships that are important for your destiny. Reconciliation takes place when we repent of wrongdoing and receive and give forgiveness. If you have a broken relationship in your family or with a person that you used to be close to or was a close friend, and the devil got in that relationship, then you need to fight for that relationship. If the devil got in it, you need to get him out. You say, Pastor, how am I going to do it? See, one of the worst things you can do is take matters in your own hand and you try to fix it. Because flesh profits nothing. If you try to fix a broken relationship with human wisdom, you're going to break it some more. Now, I'm not talking about fighting for relationships that God has ended. You know, the Bible said, come out from among them and be separate. There's some relationships God sever. You don't fight for a relationship that God say, it's time for you to move on. You don't fight for that. But if the devil got in it and it's a strife, it's a misunderstanding, it's a confusion, and you're good friends and you love each other, and now you're at odds with one another, then the devil caused the disagreement and the disharmony. Sometimes the devil just instigates stuff that ain't even real. He'd accuse other brethren. He just accused us to one another all the time. But if you're going to have relationships restored, then you're going to have to get that plan of restoration from God. God is the one that knows how to fix it. Part of that plan would be for you to start praying for that person. You know, when people make you mad, it's hard for you to pray for them. When people done took advantage of you, your flesh don't want you to do nothing. Your flesh won't call lightning out of heaven. When your flesh is involved, you'll be glad when things go bad in their life. That's good for them. How many of you ever say that about somebody? That's good for them. I know they had it coming. I knew the Lord was going to get them. See, you shouldn't be carrying that type of stuff around in your heart. You should never rejoice when iniquity or tragedy happens in somebody's life. Don't ever say it's good for somebody when the devil beat them up.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT.